the Honorable, Ms. Gail Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir, so just hold on to the phone. Can you hear me, first of all? Can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Okay, so Ms. the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Okay, Mr. Spencer, could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record? Thank you, sir. We're here before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. Now, you were notified about this hearing on February 4th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that?
Yes.
Okay. On that form was a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire, at your expense, an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or would you represent yourself in this hearing?
Myself.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look to your right, so down that way at the end, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over on my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room with us today, and you'll see him in a moment here. There he is on the screen, Mr. Oliveri from Department of Corrections. He'll represent the department and your parole officer in this hearing. So Mr. Spencer and Mr. Oliveri, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm. Mr. Spencer?
Yes.
And Mr. Oliveri?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Spencer, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two, to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, Mr. Spencer, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I'll need you to respond whether it's true or false. Okay, sir? So we'll start phase one, and the allegation is you were in violation of condition 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer by the next business day, which was November 30th of 2018, after your release from prison on November 29th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Spencer, is that true or false?
True.
It's true? Okay, sir, thank you. Based on Mr. Spencer's admission, then I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company. Second.
Agreed.
All right, motion by myself, second, Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Spencer, we'll move to phase two of your hearing. But before we do, I'm going to ask Mr. Oliveri to give us some background information. So just stay on the phone. We'll be right back to talk with you and ask you some questions in just a moment. Mr. Oliveri.
Mr. Spencer was released from the Department of Corrections on November 29th of 2018. He was arrested by the Navajo County Sheriff's Office on January 18th of 2019 on our EDC absconder warrant and old warrants. He was returned back to DOC custody on January 23rd of 2019. He has 49 days absconded. His projected supervision end date will be on May 19th of 2019. Current conviction, 2017. Criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. Prior convictions, in 2011, shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. And in 2016, criminal trespass, first degree, 7 months. The offender has 3 terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-2, mental health score of a 2, and substance abuse score of a 1. There is no SDG name information noted. Prior terms of supervision, in 2015, he was a TIS release. He was arrested on an old 2007 City of Phoenix warrant, later reinstated by the BOEC and successfully completed. And in 2017, TIS absconder for 63 days, revoked. He has 1 disciplinary violation in 2015, verbal written order and formal resolution. Other arrests in 2001, aggravated domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. And in 2012, shoplifting, Arizona felony conviction, probation. His community risk level is a G3, B4.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. So, Mr. Spencer, we have a very brief written summary of what happened while you were on community supervision, and it looks like you were originally approved to live at TLC, Transitional Living Communities, on Roosevelt, and you didn't establish any residency there. So, where'd you go?
I was on my way to check-in, and I got arrested for some old warrants.
You got arrested in Phoenix?
Yeah, I got arrested for some old warrants because I was, it started raining, and I was standing under a tree, and someone called the cops on me. I had warrants.
Okay, and did you call your parole officer, or did you tell the police that you were just on released?
Yeah, they knew I was on. Out of prison.
Did you call your parole officer then?
I didn't get out until the next day at night at 8 o'clock.
Okay, and did you call your parole officer the next day then?
I called him in the morning. I called him until the morning.
Okay, and what did she say?
He told me that I needed to come in.
Okay, and did you?
I never did. I was already back in Holbrook.
Okay, so you didn't go in because you had already gone back to Holbrook then?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you working, sir, while you were out?
I wasn't working because I was only out for
You were what?
This last time?
Yeah.
I was working for... I was working for a healthcare provider. I was driving on SafeRide.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, hold on just one second. I'm going to ask Mr. Oliver, is there a notation that he did call in his bowl? It would have been around November 29th or 30th or December 1st? Or?
We have an entry dated on December 3rd, 2018 by Parole Officer Justin Contreras for Officer Hines, Lobby Officer. Better call from phone number 928-241-2753. Numbers associated with emergency contact, Betty Espinoza, to Lobby, stating he broke down and family assisted him to Holbrook, Arizona. I returned phone call at phone number 928-241-2753 with negative results and the voicemail app. Offender returned my call and will review the evidence and indicate no additional phone calls were received.
Okay, so he just never called back.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Albert. Okay, Mr. Spencer, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Okay, so we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the chance to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've thought of while you were talking that you'd like the board to consider, sir?
I was working, and when I didn't return to a phone call, I was out of the service area on the res. My connection went in, it was in and out, but I called back. When I got service, I called back.
Okay, sir. All right, thank you. Mr. Spencer, the board's going to be in a discussion. We do our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we just ask that you remain on the phone, listen to the discussion, remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Spencer never really checked in with his parole officer and wound up back in, even though he was approved to live in Phoenix, he ended up back in Holbrook, where he says his phone reception was spotty. Because of that, I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for a return to community supervision. He has a prior period of absconding on a community supervision as well. But I would listen to any other thoughts. All right, then I'm going to make a motion based on information warrant 2018W3674. A conversation with Mr. Spencer, information provided by Mr. Oliver. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Spencer was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal laser company, specifically by absconding for 49 days, during which time his parole officer couldn't monitor his activity.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded. Mr. Johnson, agree. Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and did I hear you, Mr. Kimmons?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. Spencer, back to you. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. We're showing you with the release date right now of May 19th, and as of that date, you'll be released, and you won't have any parole officer to worry about. Your obligation to Arizona criminal justice will be finished. So we hope in the meantime you make a good plan so that when you're released, you've got a place to go, and it sounds like you've got a job lined up for you. At least you have a good job, so. All right, sir. So if you'd let the CO3 know that you're finished with your hearing, we'd appreciate it. Thank you, sir.